How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Well, a South Carolina college cheerleading team has been suspended during an investigation into allegation that its members were working somewhere else. Where were they working? Please give me a guess. Ryan Adams!
I'm going to say a brothel.
You think they just have brothels rolling around in South Carolina?
Of course.
Welcome to our brothel, everybody.
This our madam.
This is Tammy and them's. That's what we call our brothel. Come on in. We got beer nuts and all kinds of greatness. Please watch our televisions, and we'll give you a free neck massage as you wait on us to touch your wieners. No, not a brothel. On a Hummel.
I mean, I was going to say under the bleachers.
Ooh.
Because they are in high school.
Yeah.
So what? It's kind of like an... Did you say it was in high school?
College.
Oh, college.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm still going to say under the bleachers.
What are they doing under the bleachers? Like cleaning up, sweeping up after a football game?
Sure, we can call it that.
Alrighty.
They are cleaning some things up.
Roland!
It's got to be a strip club.
Roland Mizell? You, my friend. Took me too long.
It's cool.
I'm fat and I had to go like 4 feet. So. It says here they were working as strippers and, for the real adventurous ones, escorts, which also supports your under the bleachers theory. Local news outlets reported just yesterday that there's an investigatory report.
Where's Mo when you need him?
An investigatory report down in the what was it? It was
South Carolina?
No, it was a word last night that he really got me with.
Filigree?
Yeah.
I looked it up because
I know
like,
you
what
did.
The hell
I
that?
Saw you looking it up.
How did you see me?
I watched you.
Oh.
Your phone screening, and I watched you on your computer.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, what does that word mean?
I blew my mind, too. And he goes, you know, when you're out by your pool and you're getting the filigree of the... And sometimes I think he's making them up.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, sometimes, because when you're as smart as him, when it comes to vocabulary, you can make words up at this point, and everybody's just going to take it to heart. They're going to go, yeah, filigree, bro, filigree. And then he gets home, and he tells us, Melanie, that fat son of a bitch, he bought filigree.
That's why
And then that dumb whore Anna was looking it up
on
her computer.
I fact check it. I want to make sure it's true.
Those dumbass honkies, filigree. I just peed myself.
But it's a real thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it is.
What is it?
It's like a wire ornamentation, like metal wire ornamentation. When you pull up the picture, if you pull up the picture, it's something you've seen before, but you didn't know what it was called. It's like these little flowery wire sort of decorations that are often in like outside patio furniture.
Makes a lot more sense now.
Doesn't it?
I love ornamentation.
Now, is it Phil like P-H-I-L or?
F.
The investigators wrote that the cheerleaders were paid up to $1,500 for escorting men to events and were also paid in gifts, including clothes, designer handbags, and penises. I made up that last one. The report noted the cheerleaders did not have sex with clients. Liars. The entire team has been suspended for cheer during the investigation into its activities, according to the filigree. University officials began looking into the team after receiving an anonymous letter. Ugh. This is the worst part of the story for me. Some jerk wrote an anonymous letter outing these girls for working hard.
Yeah, man.
Just trying to get through college.
It's not even illegal, right? It's just that it was associated with the university. Is that where the problem was?
Sure.
Frowned upon.
Sure. It sounds to me like some nerd, some absolute dork, tried to get a date with one of these girls. Like, excuse me, I was noticing that you haven't invited anybody to the Sadie Hawkins dance, and I'm available that day. So I'm
in college.
And she's like, get away from me, you goddamn nerd. He's like, I'm an anonymous letter, and he runs off. Why do I sound like Johnny's midgets? And then he ran off.
Maybe he was.
I also sound like Johnny's baby. And then he ran off and wrote an anonymous letter with a little tiny little baby midget hand. Sadie Hawkins.
Filigree.
Yeah. So, what do you think? Is it wrong? Is it wrong for a college cheerleader to also work as a stripper and an escort on the side?
No. Let her do what she wants. If she's over 18, let her do what she wants.
That's what I'm thinking. As long as they're not wearing their college, jacket or whatever to the strip club, you know, and then I think it's okay. I think it's fine.
Was this like an independent sort of project, or were the team captains like, this is what we're going to do collectively, you have to do this?
They're doing cheers on the stage.
Or was it the entire team, or was it just a few of the bitches?
By Jesus!
Ladies.
Yeah.
Whores.
It's okay for them to do it, but they're automatically bitches. And
yeah, don't disrespect these young ladies working
hard. Don't
tell
me how to live my life.
I just did that. I could see if it was organized, they were in there with their cheerleading uniforms on, and
then they were off.
You know what I'm saying? It was orchestrated,
sure,
choreographed.
Yes,
they were doing their actual cheers. That would be the wrong way to do things.
Listen, these student loans aren't going to pay for themselves, so more power to them. That's what I say.
I don't see how there's a victim in this. That's my thing. Like, who's being hurt by this whole thing?
So what were the repercussions? They were fined, or
they're suspended?
They're suspended. Okay.
While there's an investigatory thing going on.
Right.
That's what I said.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I think it's wrong.
Am I underwater?
Yeah. Come to the stage right now. Welcome to South Carolina's very own Diamonds. Come to the stage. We got five of the hottest gals, all 18 years old. That's right, get those dollars high, give them girls a try. We got C-Sound front in the Bone Zone, the erection section. Yeah. We got Heather coming to the stage. Heather, that's right. That's a college cheerleading outfit. It's the real deal, boys, the real McCoy. Get up there, sling the dollars, get them in her face, and she'll put that vagina all over you. All right. Welcome, Diamonds.
Now I want to strip. This is kind of fun.
Yes. I like Anna's moves over there. I
think she is working it.
I think we found Anna's second job.
VIP section is open right now, fellas. Get back there. There's a nice soft couch for you and one of these hot young girls that Anna calls bitch jobs. Work that ass. Twerk it. Twerk it. Yeah. Watch it follow from the sky. Throw it up. Throw it up. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025.
Do you like strip clubs?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like them too.
I've had some great times in strip clubs. I worked in a strip club for a little while. I was a dancer.
Okay.
No, I was a DJ for a little bit. But I couldn't do that puking, horrible, cliche DJ voice. But it's so fun. I would laugh at the other guys. It was so funny. I worked at a place in Brandon.
Uh-huh.
Not going to say the name of the place.
Yeah.
But I was still in college. And my sister-in-law, my older brother's wife, was the house mom. I don't know if you knew that there is an actual position in a strip club called a house mom.
Okay, it's like a madam, but it's like as is to a brothel.
It's usually a big woman or a powerful woman.
Okay.
Which she is. Okay. She's like a 6'1" kind of gal. And she would coordinate the girls, make sure that they were all on stage when they were supposed to, from the dressing room area. So she was like back of the house manager. So she would make sure, like, they all called her mom. And this is a common position from what she told me. Well, they had to fire one of their DJs for punching a girl in the face.
He punched a girl in the face.
In the face.
Okay.
So they were like, we had to fire.
Did she deserve it?
Look,
just
I don't think any woman really deserves it that often. But they fired him, and they were like, we need a DJ tonight. And I was DJing in a club and stuff, and I go, all right, well, I'm off tonight. I'll go up there and do it. And they're like, yeah, you can make a lot of money. Well, the way you make money as a club DJ or strip club DJ is the girls tip you out.
Yeah.
They're supposed to tip you out. In this place, I don't know how it is everywhere. In this place, it was 10% of whatever they made. $10 minimum. So if they had a real crappy night, you're at least getting 10 bucks from them.
Yeah.
So I think it was 15 girls working on my shift that night. It was an off night. So I'm thinking, minimum, I'm making 150 bucks. Not a bad dealio, right?
Yeah.
The problem is, you have to go get the money from them. Like, they're not just going to...
On the floor?
A lot of girls aren't just going to come up and give you the money. And then they're going to lie to you. A lot of them lie to you. I know they seem sweet.
Strippers lie?
When you're a customer, they seem very sweet.
This is ridiculous.
Hi, Daddy. How are you? Oh, my God. But when you're the DJ, they're the polar opposite. They're like, hey, you son of a bitch, I said play cherry pie, and you played rap music. I will slit your throat. That's what they sound like in a DJ booth, okay. Right? Well, if you don't go get the money from probably 80% of them, you ain't getting it. So I was young. I was naive. I didn't have a whole lot of bills. So I got stiffed. I worked there for like a month and a half, and I just got stiffed so many times because I didn't have the balls to go, hey, Mercedes, if that's your real name, I need my money.
Yeah.
Instead, Mercedes would walk by and go, slow night, huh, Poppy? And I go, yeah, sure was. Have a good one. And she'd go, and I would never get paid. And I found out later the reason why the guy punched the girl in the face that I replaced is because some girl didn't pay him like three nights in a row, and he had to go punch her in the face. So like,
did he get his money, though?
I don't know, but to send a message. And I was talking to another DJ who was one of those puker guys, right?
Yeah.
The guy, it was so fun. This guy was like all of 120 pounds.
Yeah.
55 years old. I wish I could remember his name, but he was unimportant to me. He worked the day shift, which means he's really good.
Yeah.
I would go in to replace him, and there's a mirror in the DJ booth, and he would look at himself in the mirror. I swear to you. He would look at himself in the mirror and
get aroused.
And when he would talk, he would like stare at himself, and he would like, he loved himself. He loved him some him. He'd be like, all right, guys, get ready. Waiting on satellite stage B, the one, the only, all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. Come to the stage. Get that money high, is the one and only, the sweet effervescent, Tanya.
What just happened?
He would do that, and then I'd be standing behind him with my mouth agape. You know how I look at people when I can't believe they're really a thing?
Yeah, I do.
My mouth agape, and he would look back at me, and he'd go, what? What? And I go, wow. Wow, you're so gay. And he'd be like, whatever. And then he'd walk away. That was our conversation every day. And then I would get up there and I would just be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. My last day there was kind of awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that end? You punch somebody in the face? That was a chick?
I punched all of them in the face, metaphorically.
Okay.
I did it with my voice.
Yeah.
I knew I was leaving. I hated all of them.
Right.
So every girl that came up, I was like, come to the stage, guys. It's Danielle. That's her real name. Her real name is Danielle. She wants you to call her Cinnamon, but she's not spicy at all. As a matter of fact, off that stage, she's a real bitch. I'm telling you, Danielle hasn't given me anything in like 2 weeks. I don't want to punch her in the face because they fire people for that. But hey, don't get too close. Those bumps are not eczema. She has full-on herpes, boys. Woo, Danielle! Yeah, Danielle's a horrible name. Yeah. Get it, Danielle, you bitch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Woo, so much cellulite. Look, hey, guys, look at that C-section scar. She has 3 kids. Yeah. Go, Danielle. Dirty bitch. Ah, oh, I have no bills, Danielle. So much cocaine to buy. Guys, get those dollars high. She'll grab them right out with her. You know her. That's not even a skill. Where are you going to put that on a resume? I can grab things with my vagina? Good for you. By the way, 2-for-1 drinks right now. We have a shot special. That was my last day.
That's awesome. You slut-shamed strippers at a strip club.
I said everything about them that I thought that night. And then my sister-in-law was like, you're always going to be the greatest person I've ever met in my whole life. Thank you so much for doing this.
Excellent.
She hated him, too.
Yeah.
727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Yeah. I'm sorry. Start over again. Yeah, you slipped an F-bomb in there. What's happening?
I used to go to Coastal Carolina.
Yeah?
Where the cheerleaders are from.
Hell yeah.
And that's nothing new.
So,
that was going on.
Did you ever get any of them?
No, I didn't do the whole.
You ever price them out?
No.
You ever been in a club when the DJ brought them up? Couple of stage right now, Young Wes. Real Life Cheerleaders, Coastal Carolina. Yeah. No?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good job.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.